there is a tendency, something we tend to do. We may not even realize we're doing it. Is there anything that you do like that? I wear glasses and I push these up. I have no idea how many times a day I push up my glasses. So I got contacts one year. I was 40-something years old. I no longer had my glasses. You know what I was doing in my office? Going to push them up. I was poking myself in the eye. I had contacts for over a year, and all that year I kept doing this. We have this tendency. Some people would say a habit. Well, there's one that the habit is that we disconnect the Old Testament from the New Testament. In the New Testament, in the gospel reading for this morning, look at your bulletin. Okay, pull it out. Okay. In the gospel reading, Luke chapter 4, notice what it says about the Word. Okay? Now we know Jesus is the Word made flesh. We use the word incarnate. Okay? Jesus is the Word right in the presence of the people. Notice what it describes about the Word. When you take a look at verse 32, it says, "And they were astonished at his teaching because his word possessed," what's the word? Authority. Okay? You got that. Then go on down and follow it through, and you'll notice that they were all amazed. And then you get to just before verse 37, it says, "What is this word? For with authority and power," right, "he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out of him." And we see that in the gospel narrative, that the word has authority, has power, has the authority to heal, to rebuke fevers, and all of that. Now that same word is in Jeremiah. In fact, it's in the whole Old Testament. Go to the first reading for this morning from Jeremiah chapter 1. And it says, "Now the word of the Lord came to me." Now what happens in our English American brains, we think, oh, he gave me a message. You know, like a text message, only God's way. You know, and here comes this message. But it's more than that. Can your text message heal? Can your messaging through Facebook or whatever, can it change life? Can it cast out demons? Can it raise the dead? Jeremiah is talking about the same word that's in the gospel is the same word that came to him. And that word tells him, before Jeremiah was born, before he was conceived, God knew him. He knew he would be conceived. He knew he would be born. God knew him. Before he was born, God consecrated him. It set him apart from others. God had a plan for him before he was born, that he appointed him a prophet. And in his lifetime, he actually did that. Jeremiah was called to be a prophet to the nations. And Jeremiah says about this, look what his response is. "Oh Lord, behold, I do not even know how to speak, for I am only a youth." And God's message to Jeremiah was this: do not say, "I'm only a youth. For to all whom I send you, you shall go, and whatever I command you, you shall speak. And do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, declares the Lord." And it goes on to say, "Behold, I have put my words in your mouth." The word came to Jeremiah, and it changes everything. So, where's the disconnect for you and I? We can read about the prophet. We can read about the prophet's life. We can read about when Jeremiah didn't want to talk on behalf of God anymore. It's like he tried to shut his mouth, and it didn't work. Now, I know humanly, you know, we talk about ourselves that way. We say, well, you know, I'm going to go to this event, or I'm going to go to work, and I'm going to keep my mouth shut. Now, you don't have to raise your hand. Have you ever said that? Just sit still. Just inside acknowledge whether you've ever said that or not. And did it work? Probably not. Well, this isn't about you. This is about God. Jeremiah's recognition that the word of the Lord came to him, and then he thought everything would fail because of him. And he thought that because he lost his focus. He didn't focus on the word of God. What kind of word is this? You saw in Luke. The word of power, the word of authority, right? The word that casts out demons, the word that heals. You can go through the list of the scriptures of what the word does and can do, and how it fortifies, and how it strengthens, and how it's our stronghold. You can see in the scriptures, that's the word that Jeremiah encountered, that God brought to him. Jeremiah was given the word of God. The next disconnect is, oh, that's the Old Testament. Okay? Well, the word of God came to Capernaum, right? Oh, that's the New Testament. We don't have that today. This is Murfreesboro. Did you know you can't find the word Murfreesboro in the Bible? So what we do is we now not only hinder what the word is about from the New Testament to the Old Testament and back and forth, but now we hinder what is God doing today. And so now, well, that was then. God doesn't work that way. Wherever you have God's word, the scriptures, there you have the word of the Lord comes to, not to Jeremiah alone, but to you. The people in Middle Tennessee, the word of the Lord comes to us. It comes to us in our baptism, in the water, and the word. Oh, you know this part. It comes to us in the sacrament, the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the word made flesh. The word of the Lord comes to us. It comes to us. Whoops, where's my Bible? Would you believe I'm up here without a Bible? I usually have one tucked right back in here. I think I used it and I carried it back to my office one Sunday. The word of the Lord comes to us in the Bible. But what is our thinking today? The modern man, as if this was the scriptures, looks at it and says, oh, Paul wrote this, and some claim Moses wrote this part, but I don't believe that. And, you know, there's too many Jameses to be sure which James wrote that book called James. And we go on, and we disconnect what God has graciously given. Why do you feel weak? Why are you exhausted? Why are you confused? Why are you puzzled? Why do you doubt? Why are you in despair? And part of that, not only, but part of that can be, we don't believe we have the word. Now, in Jeremiah's day, and in some ways we're just like him, Jeremiah was in despair. Sometimes he's called the weeping prophet. It's not because he had giggles. Jeremiah was down in the dumps because the mission that he was given didn't seem to be changing the people. When he was faithful to God, the people still were not faithful. And he wanted to give it up. He wanted to give up being on the mission that God had planned for him. And as long as Jeremiah focused on himself and lost focus of God, the word that was given to him, no wonder he was down in the dumps. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. The word of the Lord comes to you. He comes to you with his truth. He comes to you with his wisdom. He comes to you with his love, his grace, his message of forgiveness. He comes to you with his message of hope and direction. And he comes to you with his word of promise that talks about that after you die, this is what is going to happen. He comes to you guaranteeing you a place in the kingdom of God. He comes to you with a victory that is certain and true. The word of the Lord comes to you. You know more right now than all the people who are placing bets on a football game that's supposed to take place later today. You know more than all the chatty sports commentators and the writers who all have opinions. You know more than all the politicians and all the commentators of world economics. You know more. Why? Because the word of the Lord came to you. The word of the Lord knew you before you were born. The word of the Lord had a plan for you. And in your journey, you get to find out what that is. But if your focus is on self, no wonder we have despair, discontent, and hopelessness. But the word of the Lord is yours. It is yours in Jesus Christ. He is your life, and he is your salvation. We're used to hearing these things in God's house. You know, it's what we expect to hear. But where it needs to be is in the heart and in the mind. In fact, the Bible even tells us, the word of the Lord, it is to be written upon your heart. It is to be renewing your mind. The Bible tells us that God does this to us and for us. And when things seem hopeless, or when things are so confusing, and when you don't know what to do, it is a great time to stop, to pause, and look to the one who knows everything. And you may not hear a thunderous voice from the sky, you know, maybe in the character's voice of James Earl Jones. I love the actor's voice, you know, who calls out to you, each of you by name, and says, do this, you know. It may not come that way. But it comes to us guaranteed by the power of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit comes with the Word. And when we're in the Word, that's when we have the direction, and that's when we have the truth, and that's when we have all the things. And so when we grieve, it says, grieve with hope. Why? Because there's truth in the Scriptures about what that means. And when we're hurt, wounded, made victim, when we're confused, the Bible talks about forgiveness and direction and fortification and a stronghold that he is. And when nature seems to have a power of its own apart from God and we lose everything, fire or whatever it is, you know, yet the word of the Lord remains forever. The word of the Lord comes to you. It's such a simple sentence, isn't it? But boy, does it have a lot in it. Because it has the authority of God. It has the power of God. It has the peace of God. It has the love of God. Aren't those pretty good? The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. The word of the Lord has not stopped coming to God's people. The word of the Lord comes to you, and thanks be to God. Amen.